What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1078. In this episode, I'll discuss the prediction of hypotension from propofol when used as a sedative in the ICU. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1078. And now, on to the episode. Hypotension from ICU sedatives like propofol and dexmedetomidine can complicate patient management. I discussed predicting hypotension from dexmedetomidine back in episode 853. Hypotension from propofol in the ICU can also be reasonably predicted by several factors. The first is inferior vena cava collapsibility, or IVC collapsibility. This is assessed by bedside ultrasound, where the inferior vena cava is examined for the percentage of collapse on inspiration. Patients with an IVC collapsibility of more than 43%, as assessed by bedside ultrasonography, are more likely to develop significant hypotension after induction with propofol. This test has a positive predictive value of 94%. This data is from a study that was performed on OR patients, however. It's not specifically from those in the ICU. In general, IVC collapsibility values greater than 50% suggest hypovolemia. So from this study, it may be inferred that hypovolemia is a risk factor for hypotension from propofol. Whether bedside ultrasound is performed in your ICU is likely provider-dependent. This tool is growing in popularity, and in my experience, newer physicians are more inclined and more comfortable with bedside ultrasound as a diagnostic procedure. If your providers aren't doing bedside ultrasound, you aren't completely out of luck, as at least two other studies found factors that can predict hypotension from propofol. A study of 200 trauma patients analyzed risk factors for hypotension from propofol and found three that predicted hypotension: age greater than 55 with an odds ratio of 3.6, obesity with an odds ratio of 2.7, and lower baseline blood pressure with an odds ratio of 1.6 per 10 millimeter of mercury decrease. Now, it should be noted that the context of this study was hypotension from using propofol as induction for intubation, not continuous sedation. But finally, a retrospective study of 237 neurocritical patients examined predictors of hypotension from propofol sedation. Low baseline mean arterial pressure and the need for renal replacement therapy were identified as risk factors for hypotension from propofol. The topic in this episode is inspired by an in-depth training available to members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is my online membership site that will teach you practical, critical care, and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside so that you can become confident in your ability to save lives and improve patient outcomes. To get immediate access to this and many other resources to help in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.